Okay, everybody, it is time for Share Oraz Teshuvah of the Week. And we had an interesting question from one of our congregants with a little baby who wanted to know, are you allowed to use baby wipes on Shabbat? And if you review the issue, both Rav Avad Yosef is lenient and Rav Asher Weiss is lenient, and there are those who are machmir. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein is lenient. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, there's some dispute about what he had to say. It seems that he was lenient. There are those who are machmir. Now, those who are machmir say that it violates the Isur of Sechita, that you are actually squeezing out the liquid. You're squeezing out the liquid, well, that's forbidden on Shabbat. And that is because just like you can't take a sponge and squeeze out the water from the sponge, you can't take a towel that's with water and squeeze it out on Shabbat. That's sechita. That's one of the doraita. So they would say, look, you definitely want that water to come out of the baby wipes because you want it to be a little moist and to help clean the baby. And so, therefore, it's your intention. You want this to happen, even though it's a small amount. It should be mutar. It should be asur. The argument should be sechita. That's why some want to say it's asur. However, both Chacham Avadya in the Chazon Avadya and Rav Asher Weiss and Minchat Asher Chelakav, they both believe it's mutar. And Rav Moshe Feinstein also ruled this way, that it's mutar, and this way his family practices, that is absolutely mutar. And we'll explain why it's mutar. As always, we can always say, you have to figure out, are we talking about an Isur D'Oraita, Isur D'Rabbanan? Torah level prohibition, rabbinic level prohibition. That's the first step. Argue Rav Asher Weiss, argue Chacham Avadya. It's only Drabanan. For two reasons, Rav Asher Weiss says. Rav Asher Weiss says, look, he checked with the manufacturer. Manufacturer says it's not absorbent. So you're not squeezing out anything from it. And they test to make sure that it's not absorbent. So you're not squeezing anything out. It's just on the surface. The moisture is just on the surface. You're not squeezing, you're not extracting. It would be sechita. You're extracting. There is no extracting. It is not absorbed. And it's just surface moisture on the baby wipes, and therefore it's permissible to use the baby wipes. And my wife is standing here, just so you know, the Jachter family, you know, we use the baby wipes on Shabbat, following Rav Moshe Feinstein and those who are lenient. Now, Rav Avadya gives another reason, that is a shi'ur. It has to be a certain amount that you squeeze out. You look throughout Masechet Shabbat. It is full of saying certain things has to be a minimum amount to be significant to be squeezing. And it's such a tiny bit of liquid. And the manufacturers make sure it's a very small amount of liquid because otherwise it's not good for the baby. You can get an infection, God forbid. And you don't want that to happen, God forbid, to the baby. You want the baby to be healthy. And so therefore, it's just a little bit of water. And therefore, it doesn't have the shi'ur to be chayavin at the oraita level. And therefore, the argument is you're dealing, again, with an isur d'rabanan, not an isur d'oraita. Okay, so it was an isur d'oraita. Then why is it mutar? Rav Asher Weiss, as I said, it is not absorbed. It's not absorbed. And he argues, I'm sorry, you know, I missed before, why is it not an Isur D'Oraita? Sorry, just to clarify, that's why it's permissible altogether, it's not absorbed. But why is it not Isur D'Oraita? Because it's only Isur D'Oraita when you squeeze out of something that is Gidule Karka, something that grows from the ground. So therefore, it's not Isur D'Oraita, and it's permissible because it's not absorbed. Now, the Machmirim say, no, they spoke to scientists, and they say, no, test it, and there's Sechita. But says Rav Asher Weiss very sharply, science looks that way, but the halakha is not determined that way. The halakha is determined by common sense perception. From a common sense perspective, how does it seem? It does not seem at all like you are like you are squeezing it. It's just the surface. So even if you test it on a technical level, that there's sechita, that's not how the halakha is determined. He proves this, if you want to take a look at his tshuva in Minchat Asher, very, 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 very brilliantly. So I think that's the bottom line, that it is permissible for these reasons. It's not really absorbed, and therefore it is mutar. So that's the bottom line. It's a very, very interesting issue. You want to discuss with me more? I'm happy to discuss. I wish everybody a great, great week.